fist-sized ball of pink fire shot out, smashed into the left-hand door of the coach. A second ripped out behind it, hit the front of the coach, flared brilliantly. The horses broke loose, leaving the vehicle. A third ball hit the coach, shattered a rear wheel. The coach heeled over almost to the point of toppling. Croker jumped. The counter-momentum of his kickoff was just enough to stop the tipping. As the coach crashed back, he hit the street on the side away from the alley. Men charged out of that alley. Croker ripped open the coach door. Ketcher and the Radisha were unconscious. The prince was dazed but awake. Croker grabbed his pretty suit and yanked. Up above, the driver cried out. Croker charged around the rear of the smoldering coach, smacked into what looked like a floating bundle of rags. He stabbed with the lance he still clutched. The bundle howled. Croker's blood stilled in his veins. There were three men with the howler. They turned on Croker. The prince stumbled around the front of the coach, Dandy's sword drawn. He cut one of those men from behind. The howler screamed. He waved both hands wildly. Croker stabbed him again. The whole street boomed and rocked. Croker was flung back against the coach, though he felt ribs give way. The boom seemed to echo endlessly up and down a deep canyon. His last clear thought was, not again. He'd just gotten over a serious injury. People were scurrying around like panicky mice when Croker recovered. The Radisha knelt over her brother. The more collected bystanders had dragged the attackers away. Two seemed to be dead, a third badly injured. Croker got to his knees, pressed fingers against his ribs. Pain answered, but it was not the pain of broken bones. He'd gotten through it with bruises. He pushed toward the Radisha, asked,
"How bad is he?"
"Just unconscious, I think. I don't see any wounds."
She did not look at him. There was shouting way up the street. Belated help was on its way. Croker looked into the coach. Soulcatcher was gone. Howler was gone.
"He took her!"
The Radisha looked up. Her eyes widened.
"You! I thought there was something familiar."
Soulcatcher's spells had perished? He was himself now?
"Where is she?"
"That thing that attacked us."
"A sorcerer called the Howler. As powerful and nasty as the Shadow Masters. Working for them now. Did he take her?"
"I think so."
"Damn!"
He lowered himself gingerly, recovered the lance, used it to support himself.
"You people, get out of here! Go home! You're in the way! Wait, did anyone see what happened?"
A few witnesses confessed. He demanded,
"The thing that fled, where did it go?"
The witnesses indicated the alley. Using the lance as a crutch, he had a badly twisted ankle to go with the bruised ribs. He hobbled into the alleyway. Nothing there. The Howler was gone, and Ketcher with him. As he headed back, he realized what the absence of Catcher's spells meant. He was free. For a while, he was free. The Prabhendra Dra was sitting up. The onlookers, realizing their prince had been attacked, were turning ugly, threatening the attacker who had survived.
Croker bellowed, "Back off! We need him alive! I said go home! That's an order!"
Some recognized him now. A voice said,
"It's the Liberator!"
The title had been bestowed by public acclaim